Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a time to give thanks and to help someone in need. Back to Hungerthon on WCBS.
It's Wayne Cabot. Hey, Pat, we've had a lot of really important people come through our newsroom over the years, you know.
Yes, we have.
People with fancy pedigrees and politicians and governors and mayors and all that. But it's not very often we have a three-time Grammy winner in our midst. That's Tom Chapin. Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. So glad to see you. Thank you so much for being part of the Hungerthon again this year. You are one of our favorite partners.
One of. Okay, all right.
This is a big animal. Here in this building, this is a big animal.
Oh, absolutely. No, I see practically every media organization having to do with radio and TV wants to be part of this because we know it's the real deal. We've had many, many years' experience with you and your team, and that's why we wholeheartedly jump behind Why Hunger every year. And plus, when you come walking around with a six-string guitar, that's always a special bonus.
Yeah.
There is food for everyone, father, daughter, mother, son. There's enough for everyone in our green and growing home. Everyone, no matter who, there's a place reserved for you. There's enough for everyone in our green and growing home. That's why we're here this morning. There is food enough to share. Up to us to get it there. There's enough for everyone in our green and growing home. In our green and growing home.
Ah, how sweet. Tom Chapin, the great Tom Chapin. You come from a musical family. You continue to be part of a great musical tradition. When your brother, Harry, started Why Hunger in 1975, what got him into it? Do you recall at the time, or were you too busy partying and hanging around back in those days?
No, I remember very, very, very much. Bill Ayers, the other radio DJ, Bill Ayers, who was a longtime CEO and head of Y, and Harry got together, and they were interested in trying to do something. It was the era of the Bangladesh concert. Remember
right.
That great Bangladesh concert that George Harrison did? And they said, we could do one for hunger. And they, at the UN, and they worked for about 6 months, and that never quite happened. But in the course of that, they realized a concert doesn't do it. It's just a flashbulb.
Mm-hmm.
What will do it is an organization and a bunch of people who work today, tomorrow, next week, next year, 10 years, and they both committed the rest of their lives for it.
I was going to say, that is a lifetime dedication right there. You don't just do it part-time.
Well, the amazing thing now, Harry's been gone 38 years. He was 38 years old, and he died in 1981. And it hasn't been Harry who's carried it on. It's been us, you, our partners, and Why Hunger, which does amazing work. As you know, it's a 4-star charity. The money that you send today will go right to the work. And the work is to put hungry people in touch with food, help them towards self-reliance. Nutritious food, and help them towards self-reliance.
Right, which is exactly what you were singing about there. There is enough food. And it seems so implausible that people aren't getting the food who need it. What's the roadblock? Why is that a problem?
Well, it's who's growing the food, what they're growing. It's an enormous problem. The way to find, if you're serious about this, just go to whyhunger.org. There's so much wonderful information about that. And people listening now, you know, this. If you want to help, and this is the time to do it. It's Thanksgiving. It's time when traditionally we get together with our loved ones and our friends and we celebrate by having a wonderful meal. But what happens next week and the week after that and 6 months from now, 37 million Americans are in need of food. 37 million, and 11 million of those are children. And so this is a chance every year. We come and our wonderful radio partners, Pat and Wayne, you guys are really a part of this. We get the word out that, hey, if you want to help, here's a way to do that. And it's a great time of year to do it.
Even with the booming economy we see in New York City last year in 2018, a third of the food pantries and soup kitchens had to turn people away or reduce the size of what they were offering. So, yeah, it's really a tale of two worlds, tale of two cities. And one of the things that I really am so proud of is that this radio station is and has embraced it, that our listeners jump right in. Wow, we raised $1 million collectively last year.
Yeah.
And the last couple of years, as a matter of fact. And that's because of the generosity of our listeners, including the angel who is going to double whatever donation you make up until $100,000 is reached this morning.
Whoa.
So isn't that nice?
Whoa.
So if you want to be part of that, 1-800-5-HUNGRY is the number to call, and our folks are hanging there by their phones right now. And you can go to the website, hungerthon.org, and see all the cool stuff that you could buy, the merch. And here's where you come back in here, Tom Chapin. You can donate, and you can also
bid. I'm selling myself.
Yes.
Love that.
You can buy Tom Chapin. He is for sale. Tell us about your auction item that you do every year.
Well, the auction item every year is my wonderful band, Michael Mark, who wrote the Entertainment Tonight theme song, and John Colbert, who wrote the Baseball Tonight theme song. Lovely, great guys from this area, and it's my trio. I've been playing together with them for 30 years. And we, every year, donate a concert. And it can be your concert. It can be in your backyard. It can be in your living room. You could donate it to your local YMCA or start a different, if it's a cause you love that you want to do. One lady one year did one against gun violence. And so we raised money for two things. You know, she paid for me and the band to come to her. And then she raised money for her cause. So you do that. It's somewhere on the hungerthon.org
website. I'm looking at it right now.
There's a Tom Chapin somewhere.
Yep. Yeah, right there. Let's go to hungerthon.org, and I see the, it says estimated value of $5,000, but I'll bet it's worth an awful lot more than that.
It's been more in the other years, and what's great about it is that you can kind of help me figure out what the concert is, not just for who it's for, but if you're a Harry fan and you want some Harry tunes, we can do Cats in the Cradle, and we can do Taxi, and we can do those songs for you as well.
Well, would you be so kind to send us out with one of your favorite songs by Harry?
Oh, let's see. Let me put a capo on here, and we'll see what we can do.
Nothing like putting you on the spot there.
Hey, you know? Here, how about this? My child arrived just the other day, came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk when I was away, and he was talking before I knew it. And as he grew, he said, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, I don't know when, we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. We'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. The shortest version of that song you'll ever hear.
There's the radio edit. Get the full version by going to hungerthon.org, and you can buy Tom Chapin and his guys yet again this year. And there's so much on there. Tom, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Wayne. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Tom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.